If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live at Hooters, and today was the first day of pads for our Atlanta Falcons, day five of training camp, and we are going to talk plenty about that. But we've got to talk about, Mike, the news of the day, and that is the countdown to the trade deadline in Major League Baseball. We're not sure whether the Braves are going to make another deal or not. They may not. They've already made some deals, which we'll talk about. But the bottom line is, man, I think every Braves fan is going, okay, this is fine, but what else you got?
Yeah, man, so far it's mediocre prospects for mediocre pitching. You know, Lane Thomas is a solid piece, and certainly you know that you've got a right-handed bat to complement Yaz in the outfield, and that was something that was a priority for Alex Anthopoulos. But the rest of it is just kind of a lot of meh. Tyler Malley from the Giants for Anthony Molina. We find out we get no relation to Bruce Sutter, Brent Sutter from the Angels. I mean, you're getting guys that are career under 500 and you're hoping to eat some innings and get you across the finish line. But, I mean, it's still Chris Sale and nothing else. Yeah. If we go into a best of five, it's Chris Sale and you don't have anybody you trust. So that's the reality of the situation. Also finding out Ronaldo Lopez, I was at the game Saturday. I was like, oh, Martin Perez is pitching. So you got a little concern there. But just not enough starting pitching, brother. And, you know, look, the big argument, and we'll get into it, we got all show to talk about that, plus what we saw at Falcons. But the Tarik Skubal thing, it's like, the rich get richer. The only beef, and you and I were talking with Grant about this today at Falcons practice, they didn't get everything you think they'd get for a guy that's a generational talent. I mean, I heard them say, well, Skubal was only going to sign with the Dodgers. That doesn't mean anything to the Tigers. They've got to get the maximum haul. To do it as early as they did, Carl, and to get a bunch of, again, everyone knows the Dodgers have the best farm system, but the Braves could have offered a lot more. The Mariners, I should say, the Rays in Tampa, Milwaukee could have offered more. That's what made it so curious.
Yeah, look, the deal went down Saturday, and that was what I think was surprising to a lot of folks, is that this happened way earlier than today. Usually these kinds of deals go down to the trade deadline. And the fact that the Dodgers do get another stalwart in their rotation. Look, Yamamoto's a stud. You add Skubal to that. They've got a bunch of injuries, including Shohei Ohtani, who right now is limited. He's got a knee and bicep issues, but he'll be back eventually. Right. You talk about Blake Snell. We talked with our man Tony Gwynn Jr. about this last week and the injuries that they have. Tyler Glasnow. All these guys are coming back eventually, but the bottom line is they have more depth as far as starters than anybody right in major leagues. And this is why they're the favorites to win not only the National League but also the World Series again. And, guys, they're going for an unprecedented three-peat. We talked about repeating. Again, you got to go back to the 2000 Yankees before the Dodgers did it last year. And so it's not something that right happens all the time in baseball. But you're right, Mike. At the end of the day, it feels like, hey, we had enough prospects and enough chips on the table if you really wanted to do this, which tells us that Alex probably did not want to do this.
Now, as we said, the great debate, and this is something we've talked about leading up to the trade deadline. Do you want to give one of your better prospects, a guy that you know has a real chance of being something special for your team, to go get a preeminent starter, a multiple Cy Young Award winner, and Tarik Skubal, and then have Chris Sale and Skubal to go to a best of five, correct, and hopefully beyond. You know, or do you say, you know what, even though I've got a big lead in my division and we're still finding a way to cobble together wins. I just don't see this team being a team that could win the World Series. Is that what this is?
Look, I hope not, because you come out of the All-Star break, Mike, and you go 12-5. This was that 17-game stretch we were talking about where we said this is going to make or break the Braves. Like, are we going to go in big and potentially do something to help this team? And I feel like Alex is – but this is what he does, right? I feel like he's doing things, but these are not wow moves. And
right.
Because they're not – Braves fans, some of you will feel a little bit unsatisfied. It doesn't mean that you didn't add some depth to your starting rotation. It doesn't mean that you didn't add some depth to your bullpen. As Mike mentioned, Brent Suter, you know, is joining a lefty reliever who's, you know, a guy that's 36. But, Mike, again, you go, all right, how does that work? Are we now looking at bullpen starts in the playoffs?
Right.
And I look at this a couple of different ways. 404-726-0929. And you guys can chime in as the trade deadline is – the countdown is on, guys. 6 o'clock tonight, it's done. And what your team is, it is. There is none of this, oh, we'll do another move in September like it used to be years ago. So this is a big deal. And I don't know if he's done working the phones, but I look at this as Alex, three-pronged deal. I got a bat. I got a bullpen piece. And I also got a starting pitcher. Now, again, it may not be the guys we want, but that's how he's going to address this and say, we needed all three of these things, and we did that. And, again, I don't know if he's done. We got 4 hours left. But that's how he's going to relate this to the listener and certainly to the fans of the Braves and say, hey, we have additional pieces now. The problem is I don't know if anybody is wowed by any of this.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks around the league saying that everybody, and I talked about this with Grant today. You and I were talking with him at camp. A lot of folks are – fan bases are not satisfied with what their general managers have done so far.
Sure.
It looks like everything's going to go down to the 11th hour. John Heyman, MLB insider for Odyssey, says the Braves checked on Jacob deGrom. Rangers apparently are listening to everybody's offer.
Okay.
But, I mean, but that's – see, this is – there's two parts to this. What we've done so far is uncompelling. You've got some innings eaters, and that's okay. And you didn't give up anything. You gave up uncompelling prospects for uncompelling pitching. But the question is, and I know I ask this all the time of you, so I'll make it quick. Why are we here? What the hell are we trying to do? Are we trying to win a World Series? How many teams have like a 6 or 7 game lead in their division and go, I don't see it? Then that means nothing. Then the folks who run the Braves, which is basically Liberty Media, they're the shareholders, they take you guys for suckers. And they don't let Alex spend. And 21 was truly an aberration because even that year we didn't have enough pitching. The night shift got you across the finish line.
Yeah.
So it's just I give Alex a bit of a pass because I don't think they give him the kind of money. He's never able to go and take on anybody's contract. And we're never going to sign a big money pitcher in the offseason unless it's some kind of great bargain like the trade for Chris Sale.
Yeah, and look, I know people hear you saying that and think that, you know, we're going in on the team. Look, the history speaks for itself. We didn't even pay our own guys. Max Fried was a guy you could have kept. Now, again, I get it. The injuries
right.
or injury issues, but you didn't do that. So when you say you don't even keep your own guys,
yeah.
let alone you're going to go out and sign one of these big free agents, that is the theory. And until it's proven different, that's what I believe. I think that's kind of how we operate. 404-726-0929. Braves have won 5 in a row. They do sweep over the weekend,
yeah.
which was great. But then coming off of that, I said, today, man, is going to be great because he's going to go out and he's going to make a big move. And again, I'm not knocking this.
And there's more. We got till 6 o'clock.
They could come in and help. But but I'm with you. The prize possession of this particular trade deadline was Skubal. And that was the issue. Skubal was the guy. And, you know, again, you talk about putting him with Chris Sale. I would put that against any starting rotation in a 7-game
right.
series. You know, because, again, one of those guys is going to pitch twice in that series.
Right.
Maybe both.
And what's so funny, talking to folks on Twitter, X, Carl's, put them up, C-Dukes. I'm ATL Bell, 929. And it's like, you know, a lot of Braves fans I argue with are resigned to the fact that, well, we were never going to be able to. I didn't say we had to sign Skubal. Let's just get Skubal to get us a World Series, and we'll figure out the rest later because that's why we're here. You know, that's, again, the ultimate argument is, are we trying to win a championship? Are you trying to get the best talent you can acquire at the deadline? The answer is no, because they put limitations on themselves. So that's what frustrates me. You've been cowed, Braves fans, into thinking, well, we could never get Skubal. No, you could get Skubal. You just got to give a better offer than the Dodgers. And you could have offered more than the Dodgers did. Skubal was always going to sign with the Dodgers. I'm talking about getting us through October and winning a World Series with a killer rotation. Matt Olson's raking. Money Harris is raking. Drake is doing his job. You know, and we're done talking about Austin Riley. You got Thomas to platoon with Yaz. You got some pieces.
Yeah, man. And here's the crazy thing. So Ronaldo Lopez, I don't know what the hell happened there. left knee inflammation the other day, and then all of a sudden here comes Martin Perez, who throws an excellent game.
He had a no-hitter.
It's crazy.
Me and Becky were sitting. I was in section 112. I looked at her and I go, you know, we got a no-hitter going right now.
It was crazy, man. And so you throw that into the mix now. Lopez back on the IL for 15 days. Schwellenbach still there. Hurston Waldrop still there. Strider, we're not going to see him. Don't fool yourself. And that is the reason why you go, okay, well, all those arms are not going to come back. Now, Lopez will be back. But, Mike, at the end of the day, this is going to be really interesting. And, by the way, if we don't win it, this is the same thing you will hear me talking about at the end of the season, because this is the time to address it. And if you went into the playoffs and you felt like you had done everything possible to improve this team, I feel a bit differently right now. But right now, I think we're a really good team. And by the way, here comes Acuna, right? He's hitting. And Matt Olson's doing his thing, and we're getting offense. But at the end of the day, if we lose to the Dodgers, everybody will say, oh, well, we lost to them because of the pitching. And it will go back to today and what we didn't do at the trade deadline when you're sitting in first place. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He is Mike Bell, actually ATL Bell 929. ATL Bell 929. I may put him up. See Dukes, put him up, and follow the show at Dukes and Bell 929. And we're broadcasting live, by the way, at Hooters Mall of Georgia. We'll be here until 6, so come on out and hang out with this bunch of Falcon fans. We're at practice today, and yes, we will fill you in on practice, guys. Day 5 of training camp, first day of pads. Good news is nobody really got hurt. There were a couple of injury things that happened, which we'll talk about with the offensive line. But the bottom line for that is, as far as the Falcons are concerned, Mike, getting ready and preparing for this upcoming preseason. And believe it or not, next week we got preseason football?
Yeah, man.
Next Friday?
Hey, now today at practice, again, Bijan is holding in. I had a guy say to me, oh, man, he's still on his contract. I go, you don't know how it works, man. I go, we just saw a Jalen Carter get paid off that rookie class. Gibbs is going to get his. Our guy has outperformed his contract. And, again, previous general managers here in the organization would take care of him going into his fourth year. That's something that we used to see from Thomas Dimitroff. So I'm not getting worried yet, but, again, we get to be about, 2 weeks of the season started, and Bijan hasn't put on the pads? Okay, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, look,
you think we're going to get there?
Absolutely. I said this to you last week. They're going to get the deal done. I am not just confident. I'm overly confident that the deal's going to get done. And he'll become the highest-paid running back in the NFL, and we can keep it moving. I said this today, Mike. You know, part of this is everybody wants to see him on the field, which I do. And he's there, and he's at practice, and again, you know, he's taking the mental reps, and he's certainly in the meetings and doing all the things he needs to do. But, guys, even when he signs, he's not playing in the preseason. You're not going to sign your running back to a $100 million deal and play him in the preseason.
No.
So we won't see Bijan, until the first game in Pittsburgh, and I'm fine with that. But as far as the reps, Mike, and what you're talking about and all that stuff, yes, I always say it matters, and it still matters for a guy like Bijan Robinson. But, yeah, don't think that he signs and all of a sudden we're going to see him in the preseason game. We're not. We're not going to see him until week one. And then, hopefully, Mike, he is, you know, ready to roll. But he's taking care of his body, man. We see him every day. This dude is ready to go.
Hey, man, one of the things that happened today also in the division, so I'm going back to baseball. We're going to keep you up to speed, guys. We've got some pitching we've added, so we've got some guys who can help eat some innings, and that's what we're trying to do. But no big name or a name that you would recognize as, hey, that's a guy I'm pairing with Sale to get me. And again, that's only two, though.
We don't have a number two.
We still don't have. We still need more guys. I know Bryce Elder is on an uptick, and hopefully that continues, but he still makes me nervous. Luis Arias goes to from the Giants to the Phillies.
Oh, that's
so
good.
They had a second baseman.
Yeah.
And they're not done yet. Phillies, by the way, they've been scuffling. You know, they've gone through a couple of little patches. So that's why I feel really good about us winning this division. Are we as good as the Brewers? Look, the Brewers, they always win the division, but they always seem to choke when they win the division. I still think it comes down to us and the Dodgers if we go after it.
I do, too. We're going to come back. We've got plenty to talk about. Falcons as well, and we'll get you caught up on the latest around the NFL, what went down today at practice. But your thoughts are welcome, man. Today's a big day for our Braves because you cannot just dismiss the fact that you're sitting here in first place. You've gotten through this 17-game stretch. All right, today's an off day for him. And we said, oh, when we get to August 2nd, man, coming out of the All-Star break. You guys remember this conversation?
Right.
And we said, oh, 17 straight. All right, if we crap the bed during these 17 days, which we didn't, you might understand a little bit more that they may be apprehensive to not do as much.
Right.
But we didn't. As a matter of fact, I think we're playing our best baseball since early in the season.
The Brewers and Dodgers only have two more wins than the Braves. So, I mean, yeah, you had that ugly patch of June, and you're rolling. And, again, you're really doing it with smoke and mirrors. It's the same kind of vibe. Weiss is doing the same stuff Snicker did, the way you got to juggle the rotation. The problem is the bullpen's going to wear out. Because you're not getting your guys deep into these games like you need to. We'll get into all this with Grant later in the show, but I just want to see a big name, a big name. And to get a big name, you're going to have to give up a big prospect or two.
Well, and I'll say this too: the Caminiti kid, you guys saw that where he struck out 14. They're not coming off that kid.
No, right? And there's some guys. Look, and I get it. Some guys are untouchable.
Yes,
but again, I just think it's finding that balance because how many years, like the last 2 years, the Braves weren't as good as they had been. They didn't win the division. Now you're back where you think you belong. So why aren't we going all in?
All right, man. We've got plenty to get to. We're live at Hooters. Come out and hang out with us, man. We'll be here until 6. We'll be here, as a matter of fact, today. Tomorrow we're at Flowery Branch because it's an afternoon practice tomorrow.
Yeah, man. The heat has up, knock wood, up here in Flowery Branch and Buford area. But yeah, tomorrow at practice back here at Hooters Mall of Georgia on Wednesday.
Yeah. So come on out, man. And then Friday we're back up here as
well. Yes, sir.
So we got 3 days up here.
Si, senor.
At the Taj Mahal Hooters. All right, when we come back, the latest around the league. Also, we'll get you caught up on some other headlines. But the Braves still working the phones from what we're hearing, and maybe this is not done. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, guys, hanging out Mall of Georgia. And we appreciate everybody coming out earlier, that first segment there for those here that are in the crowd. A little technical difficulties, but we're good to go. Mike, as we were talking about the trade deadline, we're getting a lot of response from Braves fans. And you just said something to me. It's funny because sometimes, you know, when things don't happen, you get accustomed to things not happening.
Correct.
Right? So, for example, we always bring up our parents, right? And your parents, you ask them to go somewhere, and they'd be like, you knew the answer was no.
We'll see as right? adult for no.
Right.
But we'll see. That's
but,
no.
But you get accustomed to that. And then what happens, right, as a kid, you don't ask. You just, I know mom and dad's going to say no, I can't go. But that's kind of where Braves fans are. We have become accustomed to not having a big move. And by the way, in 21 when we won the World Series, none of those moves were big moves. We won the World Series, but don't fool yourself. Soler was not a big move. None of the moves we made, Mike, were big, significant brand-name guys in Major League Baseball. They all had great experience. They came and helped us win. But that's part of this, and you were just telling me that's some of these Braves fans, that's how they feel.
Right, and look, I get it. You said it. Nobody knew who – I didn't know. I look up Jorge Soler from the Royals, and, you know, you think about
– Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Rosario was injured at the time, couldn't even play when we traded with the then Indians to get him. And, you know, certainly Jock Peterson was a guy you'd heard of, and he brought some energy and some juice. But it's funny, you go back and you look at the pitching, and they never, ever, ever have enough pitching. But that year, Charlie Morton, the ageless wonder, talking about the 21 season, Max Fried,
yep.
Ian Anderson, and then the rest of it was Drew Smyly and guys like Hinoa and Tukey and everybody else who kind of put it together. The Braves never have enough pitching. Hell, we could have won the World Series in 2020. The COVID year. We had the Dodgers down. Remember?
Yeah.
Think about this, guys. 3-1, and you had to go with a bullpen start. That was those weird neutral site games in Texas, remember, for the World Series and for the NLCS. But anyway, you never get enough pitching. So my point to Carl during the commercial break is, Braves fans, your expectations are so freaking low. I mean, you're the sixth highest payroll in the league. You're not top five because you never want to get into that luxury tax. You know, the company, the guys that own it, who is basically Liberty Media, they're big muckety-mucks, are the primary shareholders. They never, ever want to get into that luxury tax. So that's like a $25 million gap with the Phillies right now for a starting pitcher, which you could use. So the fact that you got to do this pitching again, Carl, on a wing and a prayer and guys yo-yoing back and forth, you know, and remember, they've changed the rules now about how many times you can be DFA'd. We've talked about that. So it's just not an endless loop for J.R. Richie. There's a limit for him. There's limits now. So it's very frustrating. I hope we can still pull things off. We still have, 3.5 hours to get something done. But, I mean, if you're not trying to go and get the best talent available to put you across the finish line when you've shown your resiliency and the ability to be in control of your division, why the hell should I be a fan of your team? Why should I spend the money on the tickets? Why should I go down there like I did Saturday if this is just an exhibition and you're not trying to win a championship?
How was it Saturday?
Freaking great. It was Saturday at the Battery. I mean, we were Jay Alexander's. By the way, great. That place was popping, you know. But you know, I got something later in Guy Talks that's going to blow your mind. I've got a good Guy Talk subject.
Okay.
That.
All right.
But no, we went to the PBR bar. It's packed with cougars and 20-somethings. Everybody's having a ball. You go into the ballpark. The weather was great. I mean, it was hot.
It was hot.
We had great seats. And, oh, by the way, I got those seats on a pop-up sale they did a few weeks ago.
Mm.
So it was only like $60 to sit like on the aisle in row 112. It was great seats.
Yeah. Look, and that, nobody's debating the experience. We're just simply saying you're not
going to take our money and do something
yeah,
with it.
You're not going to be in this position year in and year out. 404-726-0929. Great text coming in as well. I want you to hear Alex Anthopoulos. We'll tell you about what we saw at the Falcons today coming up as well. But here's Alex talking about trying to acquire starting pitching before the deadline's up.
We'll see what's going to come. We're obviously, everyone's engaged at this time of year, right? So we'll see when we get to 6 o'clock tomorrow. If you'd asked me last night, were we close to a deal for any starter? I would have said no. If you asked me earlier in the day, I would have said no. If you'd asked me in the last hour and a half, I would have said yeah. So that's how quickly it moves.
And he's talking about earlier today, like literally earlier this morning,
right?
You know, or yesterday when I think he said that. And bottom line is, this is fluid, guys. This is doesn't mean that, you know, again, that nothing's going to happen. But what they have done, and a guy hit me up. He said, "You guys are asking, you know, asking Alex to bring in all these stars, and that doesn't guarantee you a championship either." No, it doesn't. You're right. But how much more confidence would you have as a Braves fan if we got Skubal? How much more confidence would you have?
Right.
That's the thing. Versus bringing in, you know, Molly, right? Tyler Molly. You don't necessarily think that this guy is going to be number two in your
right.
rotation. He's 31 years old. He is an innings eater, okay? He has the potential to be really good. He was on a bad Giants team. I get it. But there is a different level of confidence when you're bringing – and by the way, that transcends, trust
right.
me on this, in the clubhouse. When guys see the kind of player like a Skubal come, the Dodgers are loaded anyway. For them, this is just like a fist bump. Welcome to the club. But when you get a guy like that, it infuses the clubhouse, Mike, because they know the front office is real.
Yeah, but again, that goes right back to my point. Who's that person? That's a loser mentality. That's a loser mentality that too many Braves fans embrace. Oh, well, we can't – just because you get the best players. Yes, I get it. If the Dodgers – the Dodgers with Dave Roberts should have won 4 or 5 World Series. He got locked up to analytics.
True.
The Astros were cheating 1 year, sorry, you know, with all the stealing signals. But, I mean, yes, spending the most money, the Mets by virtue of that should be winners. Yes, we know there's no direct correlation. But I can tell you this, there's no direct correlation with Grant Holmes, Ronaldo Lopez, and every other minor leaguer from Gwinnett getting you into the World Series. Okay, your pitching isn't good enough. You got guys who can't get through the fifth inning.
And you're injured.
That's the problem.
And you're injured.
I mean, that's it. You've been dealing with injuries. You never had enough pitching. You said it was a priority in the offseason. You never addressed it. And so that's just two things can be true. Spending more money than Davy Crockett doesn't win you a World Series. Going with a bunch of journeymen and guys who don't deserve to be in the show yet doesn't get you a World Series either.
No. And that's it's twofold, guys. But I'd rather have a shot with the best players.
Yes.
Than not.
Yes. Let's roll. You just touched on it. All the things this team has rolled with, and we're only 2 games behind the Dodgers in the win column, and we've got 8 games on the Phillies. And you guys just going to say, gee whiz, couldn't get it done. Get them next year. That's a loser mentality.
Loser.
And too many of you Braves fans are cowed into thinking like that.
Are you a loser?
Because John Schuchholz told you divisions meant more than World Series. Because guys like Chipper come on the air and go and get upset when we say, how come you guys didn't win more than one World Series with every freaking Cy Young Award winner? Just put 8 guys in Cooperstown. I mean, what the hell? You guys are losers, man. Get it out of your head. Demand more. Demand excellence. Demand spend some freaking money.
Yes.
Thank you.
By the way, I love Chipper, by the way. 404-726-0929. All right, we're live at Hooters, man. Let's talk a little bit about practice, and we'll get more into this as we move through the day. Grant is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Maybe something's happened. Maybe something has not.
Hey, we did find out, by the way, DeGrom, the Braves, did kick the tires with the Rangers on Jacob DeGrom. He invoked his no-trade clause, according to Ken Rosenthal, so he wasn't interested in leaving Arlington.
They wanted him a couple of years ago. And weren't able to get it when he was with the Mets, I believe.
Correct.
And the Mets did that fire sale. Well, they do that every year because that sucks.
True.
But I think they were interested in him a couple of years ago, Mike. So that's interesting, kind of going back to the well there. But, again, that's what we're talking about, right? That's what we're talking about, at least the effort to try to get it. And this is where this is a little bit unfair to Alex, and I will defend this. Sometimes you want to go like that situation where you want to go get a guy and maybe he's just not feeling it or, you know, hell, I'm tired of moving around, whatever it might be, and it doesn't happen. Or the team that you're trying to make a deal with doesn't want to do it. Those are things behind the scenes that go on all the time. But at the end of the day, as a fan, we go, he didn't get it done. And Alex may be involved in a bunch of these kinds of conversations. Mm-hmm. So either way, but that is interesting that you would think a guy would want to come to a first-place team.
Right, and compete for something.
Yes.
And just a few weeks ago, the Rangers were a first-place team. It's amazing how the fortunes have slipped and slid, like the Red Sox were dead in the water a month and a half ago. Now they look like a team that can go all the way.
It fell apart. All right, today, Mike, you know, and I got to say this, too. While we're going in, because you're going in on the Braves, and I love it, but who's our right tackle options?
We got a major problem right now at right tackle.
Okay, so Wanya Morris is – one of the guys that right now is feeling in. Taylor's not available, right?
He's
not.
Jawan Taylor was at practice. He's walking around, but he's not wearing a helmet.
Correct.
Or pads.
So
or spikes.
Here's the deal with me and Wanya Morris. Get in shape. You don't look like you're ready to play. And then I'm watching today, and it's beyond today. You threw up the first day. You said you had too much water. Get in shape. Okay? He's walking around, Mike, and then he gets injured. He's got a little pull-up, and they're pulling him out on the side, and I'm like, great. Look, I don't think this may be an issue. I'm hoping it's not.
Right.
But it's almost as if, you know what, he thought he was going to be in Kansas City and ride, you know, just chill. Dude, you're competing for a position.
You got a chance to start and make some big money for yourself.
And you're clowning around. Meanwhile, Jawan Taylor, I do not know what the injury is or the extent of the injury. All we know is since he got here, he's been banged up.
They talked about it at minicamp. We got a little bit of a peek behind the curtain with some guys. Say, hey, when Jawan gets ready, you and I were like, what do you mean when Jawan gets ready? And he's still not ready.
Yeah, and we don't know what the timetable is. Only thing we're saying is that's one position. If you want to talk about all the good and things we're seeing, defense looks good. The guys on defense rotating. We'll talk about it. But this offensive line, and Mike said this, if you're worried about one position, it's not Bergeron, who you'll hear from, by the way, who got his big deal over the weekend. He joined Andy and Randy today. It's not Matthews. It's not, you know, Lindstrom.
Not Neusel. They were happy with Neusel.
It's this position right here that we're concerned about. And both guys, one's been injured, and the other one, Mike, just doesn't look the part right now.
Yeah, Michael Jarrell, he was drafted out of Finley College by Seattle a couple years ago. Storm Norton, as you guys know, is out for the season again. That's a real bust because, man, he was so good a couple years ago picking up for Caleb McGarry. You miss him big time. So you may have to go find somebody off somebody else's team. You have to wait. I hate that. You wait for some cuts. But, you know, you're not getting the cream of the crop either, Carl.
No.
You know, but you've got to go beef up because this is, not to be melodramatic, it is the blind side for either Michael Penix Jr. or for Tua.
All right. By the way, today, and again, just a day doesn't make you, you know, a bad player. I didn't think Jack Strand was great today. Tua took 11 on 11, you know, snaps. And the snaps that Tua took, he looked crisp.
Right.
He was delivering the ball. Jack Strand is waiting way too long to get the ball out.
What do you like to say?
Pull. So he is
That's what I was thinking the whole day of practice.
He is literally waiting, and I'm like, Jack, that's a stack, bro. What are we doing? In real football? Because they're not going to hit the quarterbacks, guys.
Right.
Is it
true that Pettis got sacked by the medicine ball on Saturday?
No, that was Friday. That actually happened. I didn't see Saturday, but that was Friday. But Strand, you know, they like him a lot. He's going to be a developmental guy. But these are just observations, guys. And as you come to these practices, you want to see him quick and crisp.
Right.
And Matthew Bergeron today, by the way, talking about Jack Strand, said, look, he's done an awesome job just in the communication aspect. And Bergeron, obviously, with this O-line, saying that, you know, to get the play in the huddle, it may seem easy, but it's really hard.
Right. Especially, you know, we talked about, you know, some guys where they don't even have a call huddle. They just look over the sideline and it's Donald Duck face, Nike logo, Roadrunner, go.
You know, it's true.
But in the case of Jack Strand, you know, look, Peyton Manning has talked about it. You know, he's one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history. And he talked about the leap from the college game at Tennessee to playing in the NFL and all those interceptions he threw. And Strand, I hope that Strand can make the practice squad and that nobody steals him because you see why they went and got him because he's got the arm strength and the size.
He's just
got to get that, I don't know, a little more reflect. Boom, as you said, don't think, just react and get that ball out. You're right. But you see, he's got tremendous arm strength.
By the way, your thoughts on the Bergeron deal? I know some people may be surprised. Why in the hell would you do this and not Bijan? We'll talk about it, but what did you think?
Well, I mean, Bijan is going to get his deal. I was arguing with a few guys on social media about this, like, oh, don't get it. First off, Bergeron, is he a pro bowler? No, but he's one of the top 20 guards in the league. And I'm not talking the PFF nonsense. Use your own eyes. He's a rugged, physical guy. You know, Tyson Klebo and Mud Duck, those guys weren't all exactly pro bowlers, but that was a real physical, nasty offensive line the Falcons used to have, and Bergeron would have fit in perfectly with those guys. Matter of fact, Mud Duck was talking to us the other day on Friday and said as much.
I agree.
So, he's worth it. That's a fair contract, and he's a solid piece. He's not stays healthy. He's a great player. You want that on the team. You're gonna get the Bijan deal. It's coming.
Yeah, it is. And I have no issues with this either. I'll tell you what the most interesting part about all these guys getting signed. And I'll tell you that when we come back. We got to take a break. We're coming back. We're live at Hooters Mall of Georgia location, guys. Come on out and join us. You'll hear from what Matt Bergeron had to say with Andy and Randy coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But when we come back, more observations, including the latest with Michael Penix. You're wondering, did we see him today? Yes, we did. And we'll tell you what we saw next. About a month and a half ago, Red Sox were completely out of it.
Yeah. Deader than Dillinger, man.
They were looking to sell, and then all of a sudden, they got hot, had an incredible month of July, and now they're not sellers. They're buyers. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves are buyers, too. They do add an outfielder, Lane Thomas, in a four-player trade with the Royals. 30-year-old, he's going to play he played mostly center field, but he's going to platoon, Mike, with Yastrzemski.
Right.
That's the plan out there.
And that's a good piece. They've talked about him, and that makes sense. That's a good fit.
Well, you know, we needed another bat, and it's a right-handed bat, and we've needed this, and I think this gives, you know, Walt Weiss some more ammunition. But you look at these pitchers that we picked up, and that's really where the conversation is. I'm not going to talk about Lane Thomas. I think that's a solid move.
Right.
Great. Okay. You've got enough home run hitters and RBI producers on this team. We need a guy that hits for average and gets on base. He can do that. But when you talk about the pitchers and the deals that were made with the Braves, that's really where the conversation has been today is the trade deadline is tonight at 6 o'clock.
Now, my buddy Blake hit us up and said that apparently MLB Network discussing earlier this afternoon a potential three-team deal,
yeah,
including George Kirby and Wyatt Langford via MLB Network. So, again, that would be just what the doctor ordered.
Yes.
I mean, that's okay.
That's a different
thing. Now we're talking about it. And two guys at the bar just put their hands up right quick from my lips to God's ears.
That's a different deal.
Let's get this done.
Yeah, and let's hope. Again, I think Alex is working as we speak, and maybe these deals get announced before 6 o'clock. But either way, man, we're all over it for you guys.
And, you know, just real quick, I never want to crap on fans. I don't know where some guys – it's like we're speaking a different language when I hear a guy just trying to rationalize mediocrity. You know, the Braves, look, this year has been an amazing year. When you think about everything they've had to overcome, all the different lineups, all the injuries, Austin Riley looking like he forgot how to play baseball. You know, Acuna being out for like a month and a half. I mean, all this stuff, and you're still 8 games up on the Phillies. That's a team I would reinvest in. That's a team I would try to add some stuff to. And I'd be willing to sacrifice a lot of my prospects to get there. Because the idea is to win the championship, the World Series, it's called, kids. Now, it varies, and it's apples to oranges. The Hawks aren't there. Yes, would you and I like to be interviewing Jaylen Brown? Of course. They felt we're not that close yet. And there's a lot more competition. But the Braves are at the top of the pyramid. They're in that elite company with the Brewers and the Dodgers in this league.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
And that's it.
You know, and that's what, to me, the argument is different. Falcons, you guys know how it is in the NFL. We just shoot ourselves in the foot every other year, and that's why we find ourselves in this predicament.
Yeah, and it's just different. Baseball is one of the unique sports, so is it the NBA, where you make a trade and you have immediate impact. NFL is rare, guys. You don't get through 10 weeks or 11 weeks of a season and bring a guy in, Mike, right, and he has that kind of impact in the NFL. It's very rare that right, that happens.
And maybe it's a closer, like an edge rusher, or you know, it's like, yeah, you said, it's you one in 100.
But Major League Baseball, this is what happens because the game fundamentally doesn't change, whether I'm with the Yankees, the Astros, or the Braves. I go hit, I go catch, Mike, I go field, and if you do these things well and you're a good player, you can help a team immediately. All right, wanted to mention Michael Penix Jr., Mike, may have had his best throw today to the Wells kid, Antoine Wells.
Yeah, Antoine Wells.
Great throw, long ball, and you talked about this is why we all got excited about Michael Penix and the deep ball. I don't know if it's the best throw of camp, maybe, but it was one of the better throws we've seen in the first 5 days of camp, and today was the first full day of pads. He completed, you know, passes to Branch, and by the way, you're wondering, Zachariah Branch, I'm telling you right now, he's open all the damn time. All right?
I'm just telling you. He's legit.
Doesn't matter what defender we put on him, and we got a really good secondary. One-on-ones, he's killing it, so that's him against AJ, him against AV, him against you name it. He's beating him, and pretty much is wide open. If the throw is there, he's making the play. So that's looked good. But Penix today completed a couple passes to Branch, completed another pass to we talked about the Wells, and also tied in Joshua Simmons. So you had a little rotation going on, Mike, where it wasn't just all the first-team guys.
Right.
You had some second-team guys in there and whatnot, and they're running 7-on-7. Remember, he's not clear for 11-on-11. But the point is, like, he's got his moments.
Right, and that's, look, the throw today at the end of one of the last plays of practice session is one of those balls you saw when he was at Washington.
Yeah.
One of those balls you saw when he was beating Oregon those times, right?
That's right.
Where it's like, wow, like, sorry, when he beat Texas. When he watched that ball in the air, I mean, it's like the NFL films with the spiral. That's what he's doing. He's capable of throwing that, and I don't know if it was Kobe Bryant with a C or if it was Hall. Defensive back was in the air, and he just mistimed the jump.
He did.
So he threads the needle. Wells, the kid who used to play for Ole Miss, Wells played for everybody. But anyway, he was in the SEC, played for South Carolina, played for Beamer. But anyway, he makes this great catch. And that reminds you of the kind of stuff he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's a throw down the field that far that Tua can make. That's the one thing Penix has is the arm strength.
Well, but I will say this. The accuracy is there with Tua. And you see it
yes.
in his ability to hit these passes, whether it's over the middle, out routes, whatever. That is where he's getting his bread and butter. And he looked good today. And that's not me overhyping
T-U-A.
It's just what it is.
By the way, it was funny. We're talking to Shockley. DJ Shockley was at practice today.
Yeah.
And Shockley was like, so did Carl and Tua lock eyes? I said, yeah, we played Jodeci. It was really sweet.
It was like
this moment.
You know what? I got to say this about DJ Shockley, since you brought him up. That man's strong, bro. He came up to me today, dapped me up, and I was like, you know, Shock played quarterback, right?
Right.
You like quarterbacks. He ain't strong. Now, Shock's in shape. But he grabbed me today, and then, you know, you with your friends, you know how you guys wrestle? You like you yeah. grab him, he grabs you, and then all of a sudden you're tussling. And I was like, what you going to do? What you going to do? Man, my damn back is hurting right now because Shock, get out of the weight room, man. Gee whiz. Mike, he grabbed me today. He put that hold on me. He got that right. old man strength in him. And I'm like, let me go, bro. You better let me go. And he let me go, and my back was hurting. I'm like, damn, Shock. So I'm telling you right now, do not lie. DJ Shock is one of those guys. You better think twice about grabbing him. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Not that I would. But, yeah, remember when your dad, you'd hang on your dad's arms like a jungle gym? That's basically what Shock can do with adults. But, man, we're talking with Shock, and he's liking what he's seeing. But as we said, we brought it up earlier. A lot of guys hit us up on the text line saying right tackle is a problem if we can't get Juwan Taylor. We're just assuming Juwan Taylor is going to be ready to go. Now, again, a lot of guys asking us today at practice as we were leaving the facility, what's preseason going to look like? Now, Stefanski makes it sound like some of the starters are going to play in weeks 1 or 3.
Yes, he did.
But, again, hard to envision what the quarterback situation is going to look like yet.
Well,
Tua said he wants to play.
He did. He did say he wants to play. And look, that doesn't mean he won't get a series. Maybe
right.
he gets a series. But I just – the Penix thing is not lending itself from a timetable standpoint for him to jump in, right? He gets cleared in 4 weeks. That's the end of this month. You talk about games 1 and 3, which Stefanski told us the other day. Those are the games that he's going to focus on and have guys potentially play. The timetable just doesn't work out, even if Penix is ready in 4 weeks. And, again, there's no guarantee. So I'm with you, man. I'm not sure. I've been saying I think Jack Strand and Cooper Rush are going to get a lot of the reps in the preseason. And it's just kind of where we're going to be. But they will get a chance, and I'm talking about this coaching staff, to evaluate – Penix and certainly Tua, if Penix is ready, when they go up and scrimmage with the Colts.
And that's the thing. They may get the stuff and the work in against Indianapolis, just only Colts fans will get to see it. We'll have to rely on whoever's shooting video of it, and that might be as close as we get. It is so frustrating because in hindsight, not even in hindsight, we were calling for it both years.
Yep.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yep.
Play in preseason. Get the guy the reps. And he needed those reps last year. And there's no way I'll die on that hill that if you had given him six quarters of football, that would have helped him and have him more prepared for what he was going to deal with those first couple of weeks.
No doubt. The right tackle situation, I brought up Wanya Morris, who's out there competing for – he left practice again early today and did not return, and that's why I'm bringing this up.
More of that pesto-flavored Gatorade?
Dude, who knows? I mean, like, I think it was a little tweak, but, you know, he walked off the field, and that's when I think we saw Juwan walk. He was walking because
right.
he's got his number on. He's 7-1.
Right. He's just not practicing.
But he's walking out there, and you're like, well, one guy is in basically a jersey and nothing, and the other guy's walking off. So we got to figure that out. And again, maybe it's nothing, but it's something, Mike, I'm starting to pay a little bit more attention to with Wanya Morris and
right.
how this is looking right now.
Now, earlier, I mean, again, it's hard because today was the first day we had pads popping, but, you know, it'll be an opportunity for Michael Jarrell. Right? He's got an opportunity.
It will. It
so,
will.
And all you can do with it is make the most of it. But, yeah, I still think, you know, you're going to see Ian Cunningham and the scouts maybe trying to raid somebody on the roster if you don't get, fingers crossed, Juwan Taylor out there soon.
All right, man. We did have a chance to catch up with Nick Folk today. You're wondering how he's doing? 6-for-6. Longest was 51 yards. Still's a machine. And
he's a big guy.
He is. Every time they move the ball back, it's poof, and it's good. So look, I'm not telling you we don't have to worry, but right now I'm not worried about this part of the game.
And for people that still pine for the days of Lenny Krieg, good news. Nick Folk is German.
Yes, he is.
American.
Yes, he is. He's he's pretty accurate, man. We're going to let you hear our conversation with Nick Folk coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Also, what did Bergeron have to say about his new deal? After getting paid.
Lunch is on him?
Yeah, it should be. After getting paid over the weekend. And more on the Bijan contract. I know we said, Mike, some people are saying, why not do this first? We'll explain the potential reason why the Falcons did what they did and the reasoning behind it. When we come back, we're live at Hooters. It's Dukes and Bell.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.